Grover, I appreciate you coming in to talk to us. We're talking on a Friday morning as we're watching Hurricane Irma churn toward Florida. It's a changing situation, but I think we can all imagine what we might be thinking if it was coming at us. I'd like to ask you, first off, how vulnerable is Rhode Island to some kind of an event like Irma?
Obviously, with our coastline, we're extremely susceptible to these events. We have a potential for a lot of damage. Our hurricane codes really didn't come into effect until, say, the latter part of 2000. So we have a lot of structures and infrastructure out there that weren't built to a code that potentially would withstand these events. So there's a lot of built-in exposure there.
I know after Hurricane Harvey in Houston, there was a lot of talk about the lack of regulation that allowed overdevelopment and the destruction of floodplains and wetlands. Do you see that kind of thing happening in Rhode Island? Are we better off than Houston?
Oh, we are definitely better off than Houston. Many of the municipalities in Texas in general do not have building codes, for example. So we have a very good building code here in Rhode Island. We have wetlands laws that protect the wetlands. We have a coastal program that's ranked one of the best in the nation. So we are much better prepared for those events, do not have the same exposure that Houston had. But if we get a Category 3 up here, it will still be a devastating event. The situation is this. Really, we haven't had a major hurricane since 1954. That was Carol.
Yeah.
Most of the populace here really hasn't experienced one of these events and not really aware of what they're capable of doing. What we're doing right now as the council is we've been actively engaged in trying to model and predict and provide information both to state agencies all the way down to the individual homeowner on what the risk is from these events and then how to plan to reduce that risk, particularly for new structures and new dwellings or substantially altered structures. The thing is that I think it's important for people to realize is that most of the regulatory programs that are developed in a static situation, as if our conditions are not going to change. And they are going to change substantially. NOAA, for instance, just came up with some updated sea level rise estimates for our state. In the upper end, so the high estimate right now, is 10 feet by 2100. To put that in perspective, we've had 10 inches over the last 90 years and about to have 80 years worth of sea level rise resulting in 10 feet. That's the difference between the two.
That's quite a big difference.
It is. So what we're trying to do is, as people build, they don't build, obviously, their home to be torn down and reconstructed every 5 years. It is a lifetime investment for these people. So what we're trying to do is give them the information so they can build for those future conditions. So when we arrive at that point in time, they still have a viable structure and they still can live in those structures through these storm events and through sea level rise.
What do you see as the most important thing to get done in the near future?
While surge and waves are obviously of major concern on our coastal areas, the entire state is within the wind exposure from a hurricane. There are things that we can do to reduce that exposure so that our roofs survive these events, the shingles don't get taken off, and we don't get water intrusion into those structures. There are minor fixes that we can take to deal with that, and just that alone from wind and precipitation events will reduce our exposure by 50%. For example, there's a system called Fortify that we can use on our roofs. It, on an average home, results in approximately between $500 to $1,000 extra in material and labors. But it means that you've got a watertight deck on your roof should your shingles and your tar paper go off, so you don't get water intrusion into the structure. Because once you get water intrusion into that structure, the entire contents are gone, mold starts to set in 48 hours, and then you've got a really massive issue that you're dealing with inside your home.
Grover Fugate, Executive Director of Coastal Resources Management Council, thanks for talking to us today. And here's hoping we dodge a hurricane bullet this season as we work to fortify our coastline.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.